Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, ladies and gentlemen. It is SCD 13, Sex Energy Goddess 13, aka Mari Torres Bay. I'm sorry I'm late. You guys been hanging out for a while? If you have, you can go ahead and give me a call. 646-668-8964 is the call-in number for today. We have 20 minutes of healing to do, so I'm going to get right on it. Today we're talking about, if you guys haven't taken a listen yet to the introduction that I did to the Master Vibe series, you want to check that out, and you can go to OregonEnergySelfHealing.com. You can go there for that information. It was a two-hour show that I did on the Ringing Stone Network about what the Master Vibe series is and what I'm going to be doing with these healing sessions. I got, like I said, 20 minutes, so I don't want to keep saying the same things on, over and over again on every show. So those of you that are here because you are ready to start mastering your vibration, mastering your own healing, your frequency, and it all begins with the knowledge of self. Self-healing cannot happen without self-knowledge. So that is my intention on these sessions every week, to be able to give you some information that will help you take your healing to the next level. On the first broadcast, I talked about the chakras, the energetic body, the subtle bodies, and the importance of knowing what those are so that you can continue to move forward. And today what I want to talk about is meditation. Meditation is something that I know that everybody's heard of meditation. Everybody knows what meditation is, or you know what? Everybody thinks they know what meditation is. So let's do some clarification on what a meditation is. Meditation is not the same as prayer. Prayer is important, but it's not the same as meditation. When you are doing a prayer, you are taking action in asking. You are making a plea for what it is that you want in your life. That's a prayer. And so it requires your thought, it requires your voice, it requires your mind to be thinking of what it is that it wants. In meditation, you are completely still. In meditation, you are creating yourself to be a vessel of openness to receive what it is that you're praying for. And so in meditation, you want to be able to disconnect from everything that is outside of you in thought, and you want to connect to your source, which is what some would call God, Most High, Allah, Dios, whatever it is that you call the source, the all, the everything, then that is the source that you're connecting to during meditation. And in this meditation, it takes a lot of practice, because meditation is something that you're not able to just, you know, if you've never done it before, for a person to sit down and attain a meditative state, it really does require for them to become, you know, like an energy guru in order to be able to do that if you've never done it before. Usually when people want to meditate, when they start their meditation practice, what happens is you get a lot of clouded thoughts. You get a lot of, you know, things are going to start running through your head because our minds are really active. And so when we try to not think of anything, we're still always thinking of something. So the key to meditation is to be able to clear your mind of anything that is causing you to think about other things. Like if you start in a meditation and you start thinking about your laundry, you start thinking about your bills, then you're not achieving any kind of meditative state. The best way to be able to get out into a meditative state is to start with your breath. So you want to begin with breathing, and you want to breathe in chi energy. So you want to breathe it in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And breathing exercises are very, very powerful. Your breathing exercises in conjunction with your meditation is going to help you get more grounded, and it's going to put you more in the state of mind that you need to be for meditation. But breathing techniques are also something separate than meditation. And it does require a lot of work. When you start doing breathing techniques and you're breathing in through one nostril, out through the mouth, and then through the other nostril, and, you know, all of those kinds of breathing techniques require practice. So I would suggest that you guys start researching breathing techniques. There's books about it. There's videos about it. And it's very important for us to know breathing techniques because that is our life energy. That is how we, you know, stay alive. So when you're starting a meditation, having a good breathing technique is very good. It's very helpful. You also want to be able to have tools. Some of the tools that I use, I like to use natural tools, and I like to use the forces of nature. So the best meditation that I could recommend for anybody is to do it outside, to do it in a place where you can connect with nature so that you're able to tap into the sounds, like if you're hearing birds chirping, even the white noise of traffic, you know, is also helpful because it's not something that is just in your mind and causing you to think about a whole bunch of other things. So being in a grounded state, I also recommend trees. You know, put your back against a tree, sit down in front of a tree, and just put your back to it and start your meditation process that way. You're going to find that you're going to start feeling a sense of being connected to this nature that you're sitting out on. And that makes it a lot easier for you to attain a meditative state than if you're using other tools like guided meditations. I'm not really with the guided meditations because I'm really protective of my space. I'm protective of my own energy, of my vessel. So I don't want any outside sources coming in, programming my mind or doing anything like that. So I use my own voice. So if I need to take my mind off of other things, then I'll start with an om. And om is very basic, and it's something that anyone could do. Om is the sound of nature. It's a Sanskrit word that connects you with nature. And it's just a simple sound, om. And when you do that M, you're going to feel that vibration, and that vibration is going to go through your body, and it helps your body get balanced and adjust. So that's a good way to use sound therapy in your meditation. But you don't want to overcomplicate your meditation, and you don't want to bring a whole bunch of things into it. If you do listen to a guided meditation, listen to the guided meditation so that you know what is the objective. You know, usually in a guided meditation, they're going to do things like, you know, play some natural music or have some waves going and tell you, oh, the sounds of the birds, and you're walking along the side of the road and the path, and you smell the flowers, and you see the beautiful trees, you know. So a guided meditation is going to be something like that. It's guided to continuously take you out of the physical and take you into your mind, into another world where it's tranquil and peaceful. But you can do that on your own. So, yes, I recommend listening to a guided meditation so that you can get the information on what it is that you have to do. But in terms of really self-mastering and self-healing, you want to be able to do these things on your own. So if you need a guided meditation, create your own guided meditation. Make an audio of you telling yourself, you know, to do these things. And that's going to be really beneficial for you because your body is already going to connect to the sound of your voice anyway. So it's a more natural form of you meditating, you know, from within, using your own resources that you have within your body so that you're able to, you know, get that meditative state that's going to get you closer connected to your source. Another thing that you could do with meditation is listening. There is some music that you could listen to, like chakra balancing music. That helps. And those are usually tones and sounds, frequency that's going to align with your chakras. So that's going to make the meditation more pleasant. And it's going to make you be able to sit in the meditation for a lot longer. A lot of people complain about not being able to sit in a meditative state for too long. I recommend 13 minutes because 13 is a number of transformation. It's my favorite number, so I start with 13. But if you can do at least 10 to 15 minutes of a meditation, that's a great start. The important thing about meditation is to not give up on it. You know, there's people that say, I meditate a couple days out the week or maybe once a month or whatever it is, and it's not really working for me. Well, meditation is something that you have to be consistent with. You have to be disciplined and focused in your meditation in order for you to have any effects from meditation. So in order for you to see changes in yourself, in your surroundings through meditation, you got to give yourself at least 30 days. We're not talking about doing things quick. We're not talking about, you know, this self-healing is a very long process. It takes a lifetime to heal the damage that has been done through the years that you've existed on this planet. So you can't expect to go into meditation and self-healing and think that you're going to heal from something in a couple of days, in a month or two, or even a year. It takes a really long time. It took me a year just to get my meditative state, just to be able to identify when I am actually meditating. So this does require patience, and it requires for you to be committed to your self-healing. Some of the things that you are going to be able to experience in meditation is your senses being heightened, your sense of smell, your sense of sight, your sense of awareness. All of that is going to be heightened through your process of meditation. And there's going to be a lot of things. We're living in a society now where everybody is looking for answers outside of themselves. They're looking for readers. They're looking for healers. They're looking for all of these different things to come and help them. The process that I teach is about self-healing. So it's about me being able to show you that you have all of this power within yourself. If you have a question about yourself, or if you have a question about what it is that you're going to be doing in the future, what it is that you need to get better, what it is that you need to move forward in your business, whatever the question is, these questions can and will be answered by your higher self when you get into the position where you're able to connect to those frequencies so that you're able to have the information that is being passed on to you from high source. This is all about you. And so when you're depending on somebody else to tell you, this is what's going to happen in your life, then you're bringing in another creator of your reality to tell you that this is going to happen. And because you believe in their word more than you believe in your own self, you'll start to go towards the path that someone else told you you should be going to. And so this becomes a problem. You want to be able to be self-mastered. I self, law, and master. So you want to be able to master yourself on all levels. And when you get to the point where energetically you have gotten into a space where you trust yourself, then that's when you're trusting all of the information that comes in. Now, that's not to say that you can't consult other people. You know, it is important to have consult from other people. That's always good. But the last word is always yours, and it should be. And any move that you make, you should be making it because it feels right to you, because it feels good to you. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. If it feels good to you and you feel confident in making that movement, that's the place that you always want to be in, because you don't want to be in a position where you feel uncomfortable, but so-so guru or Sufi or, you know, this person that you idolize or that you really trust is telling you to do something, and it goes against, you know, it goes against you a little bit, but you feel, well, this person knows more than me, or they know better than me, so I better do what they say. That's something that you don't want to experience. You don't want to be in that position where somebody outside of you is dictating what it is that you should do, because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your being. You are responsible for your life. You have to be accountable for all the choices that you make. And everything that happens in your life is because of you. And so this is a way of taking accountability. So meditation is definitely key, and it is a huge process to your self-healing. You cannot skip it. So you can't say, well, skip the meditation because I have my own way of meditating. When I'm sweeping or when I'm cleaning or when I'm driving in the car, I'm meditating, so that's my way of meditating. Of course, everybody has their way of tapping into a frequency, but when you look at what meditation is, being still, then you can't really call yourself sweeping and driving and meditating, because it's not going to have the same effect. So if you are truly interested in healing yourself and going through these processes, you have to do everything as the formula requires for you to do. There's a formula in meditation, so you have to follow that. And there's certain things that you can do outside of it, by like the way that you get into your meditation, how long you meditate, all of these different things go into play. But the actual formula of what meditation is, you have to be able to do that in order for you to progress to the next level. As a sex energy guide at 13, a lot of people come to me because they want to use their sexual energy and they want to use sex magic in order to create things and manifest things in their lives. I can tell you right now, ain't none of that going to happen if you don't have your practice and your rituals together. If you don't know how to do the basic steps of spirituality and finding your source and connecting to that, then everything else is going to be short-lived. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, sex energy is very powerful, and we're constantly using it to create. So I'm not saying that you can't manifest with it without meditating or doing different things. What I'm saying is that you're not going to be able to get the full use of what it is that you can do if you do not do the rituals that come with spirituality and spiritual practices and being self-mastered. So you have to go to A before you go to C, D, E, and F. So that's basically the message of that. You have to know the chakras that you are healing in order for you to heal those chakras. So you can't skip knowing your body, knowing your subtle bodies, and having this information. You can't skip it if you want to get to the next level. So these healing sessions are going to be more informative and giving you tips, giving you information that you can go and research and that you can practice. There is a continuous practice that happens at the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center, and you can go there at OrgoneEnergySelfHealing.com. There is a group, a private group, that if you're interested in doing some healing sessions on a more personal level, you can go to those groups. And if you want to gain access to those groups, you can connect with me at 818-233-5776. This is not something that you can just pay for and go into. You have to be qualified, meaning in the sense of you have to be ready for it. So I'm not going to work with people who have not made the commitment to themselves to move forward. So, and that's why this show here on Blog Talk is just a 30-minute session, which I'm really making it a 20-minute session, so that you guys can get the understanding and the comprehension of what it is. And if you're interested in taking it further, you can come work with me personally at the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center. This segment has been brought to you by the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center fundraiser. And if you're interested in helping us make this vision a reality, you can make a donation to GoFundMe.com/SEG13. Your contributions are going to the building of the first Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center, where people are going to be able to come in physically and take some of these courses and master some of the things that they want to be able to master from people who have walked the walk, talked the talk, and are a living example of what it is that they teach. So if you're interested in being part of that community, go ahead and connect with me. If there's something that you have to offer that could work with us at the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center, if you're a Reiki master, if you're a law master, whatever it is that you master, if you're interested in teaching that and helping others get to the level where you are and you want to monetize what it is that you know how to do, then we can help you at the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center. So once again, the number to connect with me is 818-233-5776. You can contact me directly, and I would prefer a text as opposed to a call. The lady, the British lady, is telling me that I have 90 seconds. So I hope that this was beneficial for you today. Today we discussed meditation and why it matters to your self-healing. So if you want to continue with a meditation practice on a deeper level, then just go to the Orgone Energy Self-Healing Center. Next week, I will be talking about fear and how fear stops us from moving forward in our healing process. So you want to tune in for that. I'll be on every Friday, unless otherwise noted. I'm doing a lot of guest appearances this year. So I will let you know when those will be happening. But the 3 o'clock spot here every Friday is official. So hopefully I will see more of you here live next week. The guest call-in number is 646-668-8964, but our time is up. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Also, if you're interested in Orgon Energy Healing Therapy, you can contact me as well if you need a Orgon Energy tool for your healing. So thank you all so much. You're always in my intention. I appreciate your time, and have an exciting and fantastic day. And don't forget to meditate. Love to you all. Ashe 13. Adios.